A crossover is...
Crossover dribble.
Sing for the crossover.
Kyrie Irving, crossover in the lane.
One of the most famous crossovers of all time.
Behind the back, an ankle breaker on Chris Paul.
Crossover.
Crossover.
Close to the double crossover.
The crossover continues to evolve.
All right, from a show that talked about uranium and yellow cake to a big celebration day for Matthew Verzal.
Uranium and the rattlesnake?
Yes.
You read that too?
Well, so a guy I follow that does some investing, Eddie Edelson, he put up there and then he retweeted it and then just put 29 electoral votes. You're not wrong.
Dude had to be pretty smoked. Hey, by the way, because you buy and sell liquor, what is deluxe whiskey? I've never heard of such a thing.
Is that the brand or is it like deluxe whiskey?
I just read the report.
If somebody puts deluxe on something, that's just so they can charge more.
Okay, so which is more likely to kill you, the yellow cake, the rattlesnake, or the whiskey?
Well, I would go with the uranium.
Yeah, but people keep telling me, I've gotten edumacated on yellow cake uranium, that in its natural form unto itself, it cannot hurt you.
It's okay to consume?
No, I'm not going to go eat it or anything, but I'm just saying like it can't like make you crazy.
Well, I mean, where's the rattlesnake? Is the rattlesnake in a cage?
No, it was in an aquarium.
But it's protecting.
Did the aquarium have a
lid on it? Protecting his assets.
So was the yellow cake in the
or the
aquarium?
Gun? I forgot the gun. The gun would probably be the obvious answer.
I mean, we should do the power rankings of this guy's what he had.
I think gun number one
because it could kill you immediately.
So could the rattlesnake, but gun quicker.
Rattlesnake's gonna take some time.
Yeah, gun is DOA. Rattlesnake may get a little ugly, a little pussy, a little swelly, a little painful. But eventually you're going to croak.
Yes, he used the word pussy.
Let's not kid ourselves just in the pantheon of bad decisions. Driving with all this stuff in the car. Like, the car is number one.
No big deal. How about the partner in the passenger seat just chilling?
For people tuning in, this did not happen in
White
Florida.
White people.
I wanted to say that, but we do some dumb stuff too with black people. Yeah, white people.
Yeah, white people. Come on, what are we doing here?
But we kind of do some foolishness too. So I ain't trying to get in my glass house, you didn't see the video with the leprechauns and the people in?
Oh yeah, you never seen that?
You never seen the leprechaun video?
I'm about to change your
world.
Yeah, there were some people down in the south, George, that thought that they saw a leprechaun in a tree.
Okay. They have an anniversary every year.
So I'm going to go ahead and not like cast judgment because we do some crazy stuff too.
You better lock up, y'all.
Humanity does.
Hey, do you like his impersonation?
he tried on that one.
Yeah. Who does that?
Eesh.
My partner.
Yes.
So what do you guys think? What a bunch of jerks.
We're going to turn it over to Georgie today.
George is the only normal.
We're just going to talk Russell Westbrook trade to. Houston.
George is over here talking about level 10 and ferals and how he can do more push-ups than anybody in the room.
Woo!
Mr. Competitive.
Dan's pretty in shape.
Yeah.
I'm your hype man. I literally am your Flavor Flav. I've got you winning a decathlon.
Bro, the only thing that I'm good at now is boxing.
Buddy, you're competitive with takeover.
I am competitive, but I'll get hurt. I have a question.
Sharpie be kind of the instigator.
Melvin Gordon?
No, it's not about Melvin Gordon.
I'm the guy that's supposed to stick to sports.
We are going to stick to sports.
Yeah, because I got a great, great question.
Can I go first?
Yeah, you can go first. I always let you go first.
Hey, so if you start with George, then you, then me, and you go in kind of like this motion, we're like a double stuffed Oreo. That's pretty cool. Hey, so having...
Well done. That was good.
I see no color, but...
That was good.
That's a lie. So you have the big soiree that's going to happen at Paisans today, and I want everybody to come in and say
just an impromptu celebration.
It's not that impromptu because that case you have out there is
right there.
It's got some plan to it.
Yeah.
Now, having said that, both your guys' team plays at 1:20.
Yes.
You'll have the Cub game on in Paisans?
For
that's,
sure.
That's the first
what
thing.
What station is it on?
Listen, that's the first thing he asked me.
You get the ticket, right?
No.
I'll bring my computer.
There you go.
Do you have Chromecast?
That's illegal in a bar, Damon.
Oh. Hey, this just in.
Yeah.
I don't know a whole lot.
Got to work on the rules here. There's rules in society. I know you think a lot of them don't apply to you, but they do.
George hasn't been around me long enough, only a couple years, but he really doesn't know. Like, sometimes I just say things because I don't know the answer, and it may or may not sound dumb. But I'm going to say it because I don't know. It's okay. So you obviously can't Chromecast from Gary's computer.
No. No, we
what's
can,
the, what's
what about
the,
my watch phone?
Nope, that is illegal.
Well, how are you going to watch Archer versus Darvish on 156 and Center?
I got methods.
Like the man?
No.
Like the woo?
No.
Like that method man?
Your boy got mad at me for what I, for the way we set up the giveaway of the Wu-Tang tickets.
What? Who's my boy?
Your boy.
Who?
You know.
Wait, click off the mic. Who's my boy? Oh, man.
Yeah.
Don't he get said me started.
He said it was too complex. I was like, you had to send in a picture that we sent you lyrics, now you're going to rap. I was like,
listen, do you know? Don't get me started. Listen.
It's Friday.
Listen.
So what youth event, like my nephews are down in Des Moines playing baseball. What do you got going on this weekend?
Hey, nothing. Hey, we're off.
You're off?
We are off.
What are you going to do?
Now, Tim Johnson said he's going out of town, so he won't hang out with me. What do you want to do?
I'll be here.
I'll be hanging out at our.
You said you were going out of town,
but not till like
he
five.
He did catch a couple.
I'll be there to catch a couple.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not. Spoiler alert: I'm probably not going to do the crossover because I'm going to bail out real quick and get back down to
hey
Paisans.
By the way, how'd that meeting go yesterday?
It was long.
Yeah, it was long. Listen. So this was funny. So I'm just for those that don't know, Matt Verzo had a meeting with one of our bosses, who I think is absolutely hilarious. By the way, you should check out his shirt today. It's a button-up. It looks like a gosh dang tablecloth.
He got
I'm
mad.
I'm like, dude, where are you wearing that thing?
So we're in the
it's
office.
It's 2019. But anyway.
Hold on. Quick sidebar. We're in the office. He's got a D. McNabb poster up there, and he's got the chair right in front of the D.
Dude,
McNabb.
Dude, he is all in on
so
the
So I
Eagles.
Sit back, and I hit my head on. He goes, hey, watch my D. Donovan McNabb poster. I was like, listen.
Not how's your head?
Don't put your short little – don't hang that higher. He goes, well, people aren't as tall as you. They don't sit in here often. I'm like,
dude,
well, that's not my problem.
He's hilarious. Yeah. That guy's like Teflon. So I'm listening to the afternoon show.
Uh-huh.
I'm coming from downtown because I thought I was – anyway, I want to explain what I was doing.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I hear Josh and John go, hey, long meeting. I looked at the clock.
Yeah.
Bro, it was like 3:30.
It was a minute.
What were you doing?
Just learning the ins and outs.
Wow.
Becoming a more well-rounded fill-in.
An hour 30.
Well, yeah, two people like to talk.
Dude, just to be a fly on the wall, two strong-willed people just, well, I think. And then you're like, hey, bud.
DB,
well, I think.
You should have seen me in my office across the hall trying to figure out what they were talking about.
Was paint peeling?
Man.
Did you close the door?
Well, halfway through. Halfway through. The first half was not closed, and I was eavesdropping.
George. You should admit that.
Who are you, MacGyver? Black Guyver? Like, how are you eavesdropping?
I mean, my office is literally right across the hall, so
true.
I was just like, I wasn't
you got,
like.
You got a stethoscope?
Dude, no, it's good.
You know, Sharpie thinks I'm crazy. He's looking at me like, this dude is trying
You're
to.
On one right
he's
now.
Trying to just go sharp in the morning.
This is fun. This is fun, Damon.
This Gary is getting
ready.
Okay,
this is just Gary so this is just an extension of today that it became a discussion about what cake you like.
Okay.
Like if you like white cake, yellow cake, or red velvet cake.
I'm
welcome
like,
to a Friday on the slowest sports week of the year.
Yellow. What about the black cake?
There is no such thing.
Chocolate.
He don't like chocolate.
Brown.
He's a white guy.
That's not even black. It's brown.
Damon has documented he has got a sweet tooth for white.
later on in life.
He likes a combination of white and yellow.
I used to be like Neapolitan.
That is true.
Yeah, you like white and yellow.
And then Cupid was like, nah, you're going to do this.
You just move straight away from that darker the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Hey, then everybody's like, God, Jay, she's so pretty. What is she? She's Hispanic? No, just white.
I'm
shocked?
Taking, wow.
She looks like it, but she's not.
So you don't like Hispanics?
No, I love... Oh. Eddie, I love Hispanics.
Okay.
I love everybody.
You do.
I'm friends with Jose. He told me about avocados.
The good ones?
Yes!
Yeah.
So you know about that?
I'm from Grand Island.
What's a good avocado? You paying $3 for an avocado?
No.
He says they put it next to the tequila.
Wait a minute.
Not
the
stereotype.
In the words of
Damon. He said, what do you got against Hispanics? You say, I know Jose. That's like, I'm not racist,
that
but
is,
I have a black friend.
That is like, you did walk into that one. He is not wrong there.
I can't even say anything. That just rolled off the tongue. But yesterday I was telling you a story, because it is a Friday show, that Jose,
yes,
the 106.9 La Nueva,
yeah, La
do,
Nueva.
With that, do with that what you will.
La Nueva.
told me that I didn't know anything about avocados.
Fair.
I said, well, why don't I know anything about avocados? He said, yeah, that stuff you get in bakery. I'm not going to do his voice.
He said, yeah, that stuff that you do in
Why do white guy voice?
That stuff you do in high, you get at Hy-Vee and Baker's and Fairway.
Those aren't real, excuse me, avocados. He said in South Omaha, there's like this kind of black market for avocados, and they keep it next to the nice tequila, and they're going to charge you like $3 or $4 for a avocado.
An avocado.
Yeah, that's right. You get an and when you start when it starts with a vowel, right?
My man. Public school.
Thank you. Here for you. I heart public schools.
It's happening in Nebraska every day. Learn more at iloveavocados.com.
So he said that he liked, so he gets avocados, and there's like some secret knock. It's like being at a speakeasy, and it's like, hey, you want the good avocado? And Jose's like, yeah. And she's like, oh, that'll be $3 or $4. But he can't touch it. She just puts it in his bag because if he doesn't want it, she doesn't want it bruised.
Right.
And he said there's like six or seven places in South Omaha that do that.
Uh-huh.
You'd pay $3 or $4 for an avocado?
You ever had good guacamole?
My wife loves avocados, and guess what? Not Hispanic.
Yeah, true. Very true. So you're headed down for basketball to Des Moines?
I got basketball.
What?
No,
like AAU?
He's like a sidecar. He's the little dude with the helmet.
Are you going like AAU?
That's the third, the third wheel.
Grade.
We got ninth grade AAU tournament names.
Hey, where are we going this weekend?
Are you calling it?
No! Ask him why he's going. This ought to be good.
Oh.
Yeah.
There you go. I got you. That all just clicked. You see those wires just connect right
hey,
there?
Well, hey, what did Cube say?
I was going to dig into this. I'm
hey,
Gary,
Cube, three-wheel motion,
Gary,
sidecar.
I'm all for you doing like your thing, but if you're calling like ninth grade AAU games, I'm like, I just, maybe don't do that. Like, maybe just stop.
Hey.
Now I'm with you. Okay.
It's much more like this. Hey, is that part of the deal? Yeah, you got to take the whole kit and caboodle. Okay, when are we leaving?
Are you driving? You paying for the hotel?
Actually, you like rolling back there, though. That's the homeland.
Yeah, I just don't have any
friends.
I don't get my family.
Cadillac it through there?
He did lie and say that his name is on the other half of the Urbandale Water Tower.
It does, nice. And then they painted over it like a year ago.
Rude.
Like the O'Shea's or
something. Throw G-sharp license plates on the whip when you go down?
I'm still looking for the porch swing and the tire that he used to hang from the trees.
No. We don't have that in Urbandale. It's a good white flight community.
Didn't Whoa. You ever see... Mr. Deeds? I thought everybody had a porch swing.
I'm sorry. There's a lot of stereotypes.
Hey, Fun Damon. It's good to see Fun Damon.
Hey, you want to keep him?
Sure. You can stick around. We're almost at the first break.
I'm pretty sure we went long. George didn't even give us the Olympic fist.
Not even. Nope. That's the deal. Once you're going,
I was just letting it go. Tommy I was like, Smith. Nope.
Why didn't he give us the break?
You guys were just going.
Once
if it's
going,
good,
going.
I let it go. Why not?
Yeah. Gotta let it flow naturally. It's radio.
I got you.
That's what we do. Sharpie, good to see you.
We'll see you later this afternoon.
Sounds good, bud. I'll be there.
Hey, it'll just be sharp in the morning on Monday.
What'd you say about my shirt?
Looks like you should be playing checkers.
Why you gotta be in a man's shirt?
Oh, he's a good dude. I just don't know that many people that wear button-down short sleeves.
I do. Yeah, you know more than you think. Game time coming up next.
It's 11 o'clock. Do you know where your children are?
I told you last night, no!
On 1620 The Zone, Zone app, and 1620thezone.com.
They say, what's your show about? I say nothing. There you go.
Live from the Next Gen Male Medical Clinic Zone Studios. Here's Nick Baugh.
That is right. What is up? Welcome in.
I can't.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Oh, man.
David Benning walking out to the firing squad right now. No, you'll be good, DB. Keep it low. Matt Burrs all here filling in for you on a Friday. I hope you have a big one planned for you before the heat wave of 2019 hits us. Temperatures escalating rapidly. Oh, Georgie boy. George Norwood back there mixing it up on the ones and twos. What is good with you, my man?
Man, it's a good day. It's Friday. It's a good, I feel good.
Yeah. And I think that's how crossover should be. Like, we can get, oh, hey, what do you think about the trade? And what do you break it down? And I don't think they can play it. Yeah. Let's get into some personal stuff. Damon likes white cake.
And avocados.
Yellow. And avocados.
I like yellow cake.
And yellow. Avocados.
No, you don't. You like white cake. I am a fan of chocolate cake. I do like chocolate cake. I never got to answer that question.
I like all, I've never met a cake I didn't like.
Touche. Well played, Georgie. Well played. But good show lined up for you today. Lots of stuff going on in the world of sports.
We got BC at 12:30.
Talk to Brian Christopherson at 12:30. Get into all things Husker with old BC, see what he's up to today.
And Verz.
Yeah, buddy.
I've got Wu-Tang lined up for 12.
We do.
Oh, man.
We are giving away our tickets. So we got pictures.
Yeah, we got pictures. We got some good stuff. So okay. I chose my top four.
Okay.
And I sent them their lyrics this morning.
Okay.
They are pumped.
Okay.
And I got their numbers.
Awesome.
We'll be calling them, and they're going to rap a cappella.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Acapella. No background beats, no nothing.
Put their own flair onto it, and they're ready for these tickets.
We'll give away our pairs of tickets there at noon. So this contest people are going to earn. The Wu-Tang is something crucial to my life. It was awesome to grow up and listen to the Wu-Tang Clan and diversify myself as the typical young white male in Grand Island, Nebraska, listening to hardcore rap or listening to rap. So, yes, we'll give those away at noon. Thank you guys for all for participating. We'll give those pairs of tickets away at that time. Right out the gate, bud. Russell Westbrook traded to Houston. This isn't even to watch basketball, okay? This is to watch the S show that's about to ensue with these two guys. Because that was the deal, right? Harden, Houston kind of interfered or not maybe anti-campaigned against Westbrook trying to get the MVP in 17 when he averaged a triple-double. They kind of exchanged words every now and then. There was rumblings that at OKC, Westbrook was like, hey, we got to get rid of this Harden guy, and they did. So I cannot wait to see this happen. And I don't know what coaching staff can handle this. I don't know if D'Antoni is ready for this.
He's not.
Or literally, like, I would actually pay money to just go watch a practice. Like, yeah, we're going to roll the ball out there, and you guys fight for it. Whoever gets it gets to shoot it. Like, there's going to be no alternating killing of the ball, right? James Harden will pound the ball into the ground until the floor breaks, and Russell Westbrook will be like, nope, you're doing it wrong. I can break it a lot faster. Or break a backboard. So we got that going on. Cub fans everywhere are gripping, of course. We got Rafa Federer on the TV right now.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to have my eyes on this one.
Yeah, that is live, large, and in charge. Mad respect for these cats. They've been doing this for a decade. Head-to-head, back at it. Are you a tennis guy? I'm a racquetball guy. Like, I enjoy racquetball.
I love watching, like, high-competitive tennis.
Okay.
It's so good.
God, they're great. You like watching the randomest sports ever.
Oh, man. I'm a sports guy.
Yeah.
I don't care what it is.
Yeah, how many TVs you got at your house?
One, but I also have a tablet, so I can double watch.
Okay.
Yeah.
I figured you for like three or four.
Not yet.
I figured you have like cricket on one, men's volleyball, soccer, and whatever basketball game's on.
Yo, that's the dream setup.
Right?
That's the dream setup right now. Give me a little bit of everything. Right. Let me see what's going on there. Yeah, that's the dream setup.
Just let me sprinkle it around. As you guys know, we are broadcasting live from the Next Gen Male Medical Clinic Zone Studios. Thank you guys so much for that. Also, if you need to get at me, you know how this goes. I will talk about any and everything. Try to be as honest as possible. Hit us up at the Equitable Bank Zone inbox at equitableonline.com or at Verz51 on the old JTech Instructions on Twitter feed. Going to be a fun Friday. We're going to have a good time. We're going to give away tickets. We're going to get this baby going. Have a great weekend. We're going to get her pumping on 1620 The Zone.